WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has a look at the local sports schedule for this evening.
There's high school soccer tonight in the area. Richland Center is playing at Dodgeville against Dodge Point. JV action began at 5. Varsity kicks off at 7. And the River Valley soccer team is at Prairie du Chien against Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca. High school volleyball matches tonight. They include Platteville doing battle against Lancaster and River Valley against Prairie du Chien at Prairie du Chien. Richland Center is at Dodgeville this evening. And we'll have the call on WRCO of that opening match. Coach Jamie Johnson of the Hornets talked this week about Dodgeville.
They're the conference favorites. They're returning conference champions. They have the returning MVP. They've got like 5 starters back. Not the ideal situation, but, you know, in some ways we're really looking at it as a way to capitalize too. It's early in the season. It might be a chance to, you know, maybe come in and surprise them a little bit on how we're doing and what we're offering this year and way we're playing. So I guess I'd rather almost play them first on the road than even at home or down the road. I think even though we're going to continue to get better.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show begins around 7 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. I'm Phil Nee.
An offense that was 0-for-16 handicapped the Brewers as they lost in extra innings for the second straight time last night. The Cardinals won the series with a 3-2 decision in 10 innings. The middle of the batting order, the third and cleanup hitters were all for 22 in the series. A homer by Eric Haas had tied the score, but there was no more offense for Milwaukee. Joel Piamps suffered the loss, but the winning hit came off lefty Hobie Milner. The Brewers are off tonight before starting a series against Colorado. Only one Packer player missed the last home practice before the team flew to Brazil. Defensive end Aaron Mosby won't play in the game against the Philadelphia Eagles tomorrow. The 6 Green Bay players are listed as limited participants: running back Marshawn Lloyd, tight end Tucker Kraft, linebacker Edgerrin Cooper, wide receiver Romeo Doubs, cornerback Carrington Valentine, and running back Emmanuel Wilson. The Brewers didn't practice yesterday because they were flying south. Kickoff for tomorrow night's game will be at 7:15, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast right here on WRC 100.9 and on WRC 100.9. No stream coverage for that game, with the kickoff at 7:15, as I mentioned, and the pregame starting at 5. Brazilian soccer club Corinthians, the team's turning over its stadium for the first NFL game ever to be played in South America, dislikes anything green so much that its executives tried to paint the field black about a decade ago. It was an effort to steer Corinthians fans away from any references to local rival Palmeiras, the team that they had been feuding with for more than a century. On Friday, however, Neoquímica Arena will be awash with green when the Green Bay Packers and the Philadelphia Eagles play the second game of the NFL season in Brazil. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.